I can still recall the day, not so long ago, when an American client visited our company. The client's name was Mike. He was an all-American middle-aged man who spoke English as well as the American films. The task of receiving him was assigned to me by my boss. To be honest, though I had been practicing English recently, my level of fluency was still limited to some simple dialogues, like shopping and getting directions when travelling abroad. Since no mistakes were allowed on such formal occasions, I felt quite nervous. On that day, Mr. Mike arrived to our company on time. All I could do was to take the client to the conference room and ask him to have a seat, and then, in my broken English, I briefed him about the general situation of our company. To my great relief, maybe he noticed my nervousness, he didn't even ask me any questions about the business, just some simple inquiries about places to eat nearby. Chatting with foreigners, actually, is not as difficult as it seems, because they are friendly. With some basic English and maybe a few gestures, you can clearly express yourself. I really enjoyed this experience. Compared to some annoyed Chinese clients, it made me feel at ease and happy to chat with Mike.